104.1 KRBE Houston, a Cumulus station.
Good morning, everyone.
We ready?
Live from the TXU Energy Studio.
Welcome to Around H-Town.
The following show is pre-recorded.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Maureen Cooper is my name. I'm your host for Around H-Town. Right now, I am joined by Mika Foster from an organization called Bell Initio. So first of all, Mika, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start out by finding out what Bell Initio is.
So Bell Initio is a nonprofit that was created and founded about 11 years ago from our executive director, Teresa. And she started this, she was going through a hard time. She lost her husband to cancer. And shortly after, she also lost her dog that she had grown up with. And that was also her source of comfort during that time. And so it was really hard for her, you know, just to do daily things like go to the store and interact with people and just do the things that we normally do in life. And so pretty soon she was just kind of like, you know, I got to get up. I got to do something. And so it turned into, I'm going to walk down the street today. Okay, I'm going to walk down the block. Okay, I'm going to walk to the grocery store. And so shortly after, she realized just how beneficial walking was to her mental health. And so she decided to extend that into a nonprofit. And so she started going to agencies and, you know, telling them like, look, let's just start walking a couple blocks, one step at a time. And eventually it turned into this 8-week program where we go into other agencies. You know, we work with Bridget's Hope, we work with Angela House, and we work with Dress for Success, you know, agencies like that. We go and we do this 8-week program where we teach the clients how to do a 5K. And so we'll start with, you know, half a mile, and then we move all the way to 3.1. Just wanted to show them, you know, this is how you set a goal and this is how you commit to that goal, but also just teaching them how to persevere through things and use that walk slash run method to really just kind of help their mental health.
That's great. I know that we, you know, there's so many organizations out there to help people that are struggling, but this is the first one I've ever heard that focuses on fitness. You know, we always talk about mental health and financial help and housing and childcare and all these things. But sometimes when all that's overwhelming, you know, you could just, like you said, focus on one thing at a time and going out for a walk. That's really incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think people understand how connected your physical and your mental health are.
Absolutely. So it's not, does this require running this 5K, or you mentioned you can just do it as a walk as well?
Yes. Yeah, so we try to make sure to tell our women all the time that this isn't a race against each other. This isn't a race against anyone else. The only person that you're competing against is yourself, right? Just pushing yourself to do the best that you can every single time. And so, no, we don't require them to run or jog. The whole point of this is for a lot of our women, this is the first time that they actually started and completed something. Recently with one of our groups, the Women's Home, one lady after the race, she came up to me and she was like, you know, Mika, this is the first time I've literally never quit. And you didn't let me quit, which is the whole point, right? So it's not about how fast you go. It's not about, you know, how fast you can finish or anything like that. It's just about finishing and feeling good that you accomplished something that you worked towards for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's great. Sometimes that feeling of accomplishment with one small thing leads to the next thing and the next thing. Some
exactly.
of the big things in life that these women are struggling with. So you help
exactly.
women who are going through homelessness, just pretty much any kind of struggle?
So the women that we work with are through other agencies that provide a service to our women. So, for example, we partner with a nonprofit called Dress for Success, and Dress for Success offers their women professional services like interview prep, clothes to go to their interview. They help with their resume and different things like that. And then we also have other agencies that we work with, for example, Bridget's Hope, where they offer recovery services to women. So these are women in recovery, and we come in as an additional service to their recovery or to their journey, you know, to kind of help them in their real life. So we'll work with women. And on top of the fitness and nutrition education that we give, we also do life skills. And so we're hoping that by teaching them how to set this goal and achieve this goal, we're also giving them the tools to use that in other aspects of their life as well. So we'll have women after the program go back and, you know, get their GED. They'll enroll in undergraduate education. Some of them go into different job fields. We've had a lot of entrepreneurs who, you know, they've had that confidence and they have the self-esteem to really go out and set a goal for themselves and accomplish.
If I guess we need to touch on both sides of how people can get involved with Belle Inizio. And once again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Mika Foster. And I forgot to ask you in the very beginning, this name, Belle Inizio, where did that come from?
So Belle Inizio means beautiful beginnings. And we really try to push the fact that it's never too late to start your beautiful beginning, right? We can always do over. Life gives us second, third, fourth, fifth chances. And, you know, Belle Inizio, beautiful beginning, just means this is your time to start over any amount of times that you want to. And so that's where that came from.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's Italian.
Oh, okay.
It's Italian. Sorry about that. It's Italian for beautiful beginning.
Gotcha.
We're always looking for volunteers to come and, you know, walk/run with our women when we do have ongoing programs. We just closed out three of them, the Women's Home, Dress for Success, and Bridget's Hope. And a lot of times our volunteers will come and they'll come every single time. So we have two workouts a week for 8 weeks. And a lot of times our volunteers will come up afterwards and say, you know, this was great for me too. And just being able to talk to women, just being able to just go outside and walk and just, you know, build those connections and build those relationships. A lot of times our volunteers say they take a lot away too. So the best way to get involved in Belle Inizio is to sign up to volunteer to walk/run with one of our participating agencies. Currently, we don't have a solidified summer schedule, but we will, and it should start the second week of July. So all of our volunteer opportunities will always be on our website, bellinizio.org. And so anytime, you know, we're looking for volunteers to come and help out, that would be the best way.
So once again, Belle Inizio, to get involved and volunteer for, you know, assisting with the program, the fitness, you know, basically if you volunteer, you're getting the benefit of the exercise and, you know, the experience of participating in this program. And Belle Inizio is spelled BELINIZIO.org.
Yes, correct.
And starting hopefully in July will be the next time that they're ready for volunteers. And Mika, thank you so much for all this information and for all that you're doing with Belle Inizio.
No, I really appreciate you having me on here. Like I said, we always want people to come and support and just really understand the importance of what we're doing. And, you know, we're always looking for people to come out.
Great community resource. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
More of Around H-Town in minutes. 104.1 KRBE.